This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll be talking with Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and legendary Four Tops member Duke Fakir. But first, how does your zodiac sign determine your dieting success or lack thereof? An astrologer claims a person's zodiac sign can predict which diet will work best for them. So here's a list of dieting tips according to your star sign. Aries, you are likely to start a new eating regimen without too much planning. A good idea would be to go into competition with someone else, as the urge to win might push you to do your very best. Focus on proteins rather than carbs. The part of the body relating to Aries is the brain, and amino acids from protein feed the brain. Taurus, Taurians love to eat, so starvation diets could make you feel deprived and miserable. Keep the diet full of tasty but healthy food and make it visually creative. Avoid sugar and overrich foods, as Taurians are prone to weight problems. Geminis, as you are generally active and on the go, you are likely to burn off calories pretty quickly. Your main challenge is to stick to the diet you have chosen. Avoid fast foods. The part of the body relating to Gemini is the hands and nervous system, so they must take time to eat and relax to help balance their nerves. Cancers, they use food to deal with emotions and may be tempted to store non-diet goodies. Avoid unhealthy food that you ate in your childhood. Leos, your confidence helps you to adapt a healthy eating plan, and your strength of character helps you to stick to it. You thrive on compliments about how much better you look. Replace carb-loaded sauces with light marinades. Virgo, the quickie get-results-in-a-week diet is not for you. You want to reach beyond easy solutions and are aware of the connection between your mind and body. The difficulty for you will be your tendency to try to do everything perfectly. Go organic to avoid allergies. Virgo rules the skin, which is often prone to allergies, and so people need to avoid additives or pesticides in their food. Libras, the motivation is definitely there for you as you find the idea of nutritional balance very appealing, especially if it makes you more attractive. Choose foods rich in potassium, like bananas, leafy greens, fish, and yogurt. Libra rules the kidneys, and these people are prone to diabetes. Next up, Scorpios. Having perseverance, determination, and a strong sense of purpose means you are excellent at controlling your impulses. Remember to include enough roughage in your diet. Sagittarius, like me, you rarely do things halfway and will enthusiastically throw yourself into a new diet with optimism. But it may be hard to deprive yourself since you're prone to excess. Be realistic and don't overdo it. Capricorns, try disciplines such as aerobics, tai chi, or weights. Calcium is particularly important to you. Capricorn rules the teeth and skeletal system, so calcium is vital to keep these healthy. Aquarius, you are an original thinker and could pick a diet that is different from the norm. However, you're easily bored and could drop a diet without a backward glance. Replace alcohol with ginger beer. Aquarius rules the circulatory system, which is kept healthier by avoidance of too much alcohol, but stimulated by ginger. And Pisces, sometimes your feelings can be so overwhelming that having boundaries about what you eat and when you eat seem impossible. Keep up your fluid intake, as sometimes you eat when you are thirsty. Pisces rules the pituitary gland, which can hold onto impurities and needs regular flushing out with fluids. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and the only surviving member of the legendary Four Tops. We're honored to have Duke Fakir on the show after listening to his great music for decades.
Good morning.
Duke, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Is this Mike?
This is Mike, and this is a real pleasure. I grew up listening to you guys every day on my 45s.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for that. First of all, it's a pleasure to be able to talk to you all. For people that have not seen this special of Motown yesterday, today, and forever, which was aired only once in 1983, they will be pleasantly surprised at the wonderful talent, or the great talent, without a lot of props, that was presented to the world at that particular time. And when I recently looked at the DVD again, I hadn't seen it in a long time, I was just amazed at how it seemed like everyone was at their peak. And see the Motown, all the Motown families that came back together, like the Supremes, to see them all together. And to see the Miracles back together performing. And, of course, the Jackson 5. And we were all wondering, who was the best? Marvin Gaye was going on and just tore it up. But we were still wondering until Michael Jackson hit the stage with Billie Jean and that global sensational moonwalk. When he moonwalked, it just, that was it. That was it. People talked about that for the longest, and they're still talking about, he's still the best moonwalker I know. There's a few that try to copy it, but they don't look like him doing it.
No, that was magic that night when he came out on stage and people's jaws dropped when he did that.
Yeah. I mean, ours too. I mean, the artists themselves, we was jumping and screaming backstage. And even though some of them went out in the audience and saw it out there. So it was absolutely amazing. And you know, see all that, it was really just raw talent. You know, it wasn't a lot of help from anything, just music and singing and of course, costumes. And that was all the props we had. And the show was absolutely amazing. So I really hope that everyone will look at their PBS local station and see this. For those that haven't seen it, you're going to be magically surprised. There is a box set. Yes, it is a box set. And it's been distributed by Star Vista. I guarantee somebody from who's selling the box set will let the people in New York know where to get it. You can get it almost anywhere now. It's out, and it's been out for a while, and it's selling really well. So the DVD is incredible. And then you get extra footage from 20 minutes of things that have not been shown on television. From rehearsals, you know, from conversations. Just some things to back up this wonderful showing of all the artists. And some of the youngsters nowadays will be pleasantly surprised at this raw talent, you know. That's what amazed me. It was just music. It was just music that people loved, and it was performed at its highest level. You know, I had to see Richard Pryor in his youth, you know, when he was one of the hottest comedians at that time. He was a part of that show, and a few others. Linda Ronstadt and Smokey did a duet together that was absolutely incredible. So look, you can't miss it. I mean, you know, if you don't go out and buy the DVD, at least watch it on your PBS station.
All right, let me ask you this. Is it difficult to look back to the four tops? Of course, you're the only surviving member now. The other three are gone. Is that bittersweet when you look at it on video?
Well, the first time I saw it on video recently, of course, I had many tears in my eyes. Not just for the three of my best friends and colleagues that have gone on, but there were some others that were on the show that's not with us. Yes, I was very teary-eyed, you know, but it was just great to see us together again, performing and having fun. I mean, we had fun. There's no doubt about it. We had fun performing. We had fun in the dressing room. Yeah, it was just wonderful with those guys. We had so much fun together. We played cards together. We played golf together. But more than that, we loved singing together and singing to the people. And they all, to me, were all stars. I mean, all the other tops. But so were all the other people on the Motown 25. Stevie Wonder was incredible. Diana Ross, I mean, you can just go on and go on. So please, watch it for PBS, because it's really a fundraiser anyway. Help out by watching and hopefully contribute to, you know, to that fundraiser, which helps our public broadcasting station. I'll be sitting right here in my living room where I'm sitting right now, TV loud, really loud, you know, with 7 speakers. And I'll be sitting right in the middle of it, watching it, absolutely.
Where is home now for you?
It's still Detroit. I've been here all my life, and I plan to be here for quite a bit longer. I mean, this weather is starting to get to me a little bit, I have to tell you. But I still love Detroit. So, you know, I don't have immediate plans of leaving, but I'm sure if I ever retire, I probably would head to the south a little bit and live on a golf course somewhere. Just golf.
The four tops are still active today, right?
Yes, we are. I mean, very active. And Tops and Temps have been active ever since that TV special. When we put together TNT shows, we have been traveling together with each other for about 50% of our dates during the year. And so we still have a lot of fun, but we still fight on stage. It's still a battle. And the audience gets the best of both worlds because we keep each other on each other's toes. I mean, if you don't perform, you know, a performance that night, you get talked about, laughed at, and all kind of stuff. And you will not want to go to dinner with you, who we need to go to dinner with. So it's still a lot of fun. We've been very blessed, absolutely. And a lot of thanks to Suzanne DePass for the way she produced it. It was an Emmy award-winning show. And to Barry Gordy for his wonderful vision of the whole thing from out from the beginning to artist development. We're across the street from the recording company. He had people working on his artists to make them stars. You know, not just to sell records, but to make them stars, and he did it. And everybody's just so thankful. You know, shoot. That's my family. So it's been great. And by the way, we'll be in New York with the Knicks on celebrating Walt Frazier's birthday. Back on the 27th of March.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're going to do the national anthem, and we're going to acknowledge his birthday and just have a lot of fun. I knew Clyde quite a bit back in the day when he was a ball player. When he came to Detroit, we'd talk and have a little fun together. I'm definitely a sports fan. So we'll be in New York very shortly.
All right, Duke, we thank you so much, and love the music. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, the Four Tops will live on forever.
Thank you, Mike.
With Duke Fakir of the Four Tops, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.